It is one of the central issues in the race for the White House right now, the state of our economy, the amount of government spending and the national debt, and the difficulty Washington leaders have in finding workable solutions. Joining us live this morning, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Bob Woodward, the author of the new book, The Price of Politics. Bob, thanks for coming on this morning. You know, we followed this whole debt crisis thing so closely when it took place a year or so ago, a year plus. Were you surprised at what you found out as you researched this? Was it different than the picture that had emerged at the time?
Well, the difficulty is the financial house of the U.S. government is just not in order. And what they did, not just last year, but for 3.5 years, President Obama and the Republicans and the Democrats, is postpone all the hard decisions. So the mess that has been going on, we're going to be back in it, in the mud and the soup, in 2 or 3 months, because Congress is again going to have to authorize more borrowing because we're spending $1 trillion more each year than we take in.
Bob, so many people have looked at our government in recent years and have scratched their head wondering whether they can get anything done. As you say, this big stakes issue about our economy, then another one at the end of this year. We have major problems that aren't getting attended to. Is government, as your research concluded, dysfunctional in Washington right now?
Many times it is, and we're at an impasse, and the book is called The Price of Politics, because in the end, the president and Speaker Boehner are working on a deal, trying to do something, but then they look at it, and the Republicans think, we're going to have to raise tax revenue in some form, and the Democrats and the president say, we're going to have to cut entitlement spending. Those are going to be politically impossible or politically painful. So they make the choices of, let's put this off. And it is, you know, there's a value in any business or enterprise or sport in running scared. And no one is fearful enough. And the fear should be there because we are at this cliff where the numbers do not even come close to adding up, and the situation is much, much worse than it is presented, and the risks to everyone. Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, was so concerned about all of this and kept arguing to the president, and the president believes this, we're going to lose jobs, confidence, and in the end, something that may be more important, moral authority, and the impact on anyone who owns a home, bank account, has an investment. If the economy tanks, everyone is going to be affected in a negative way.
When you research a book like this, put the story together, you know, after the fact, when you get differing accounts of a meeting or some other interaction, how do you figure out what really took place when pretty much everybody you're talking to has an axe to grind in the telling of it afterwards?
Well, I have the luxury of time to get memos, to get contemporaneous notes that were taken by both sides. At a point in this dispute last year, the president and Speaker Boehner talked on the phone, probably should have had a meeting with others in the room, and to this day, when I interviewed both of them, they disagree vehemently about what took place in that phone call. Hmm. And the speaker said the president was so mad he was spewing coals, and somebody in the Oval Office while the president was on the phone said the president was so angry, the worry was he would literally break the telephone receiver that he was holding in his hand.
Bob, you've been at this a long time, and you have had dramatic access to the power brokers of our country for many decades now. Why are things different now? Why is there an unwillingness to compromise today that hasn't always existed?
Because the stakes are so high, and the rigidity of the political parties, and you have to have, and you need to compromise. You need to, if you go back to the great compromises made by Reagan or President Clinton, what Republicans, Democrats sat down and said, you know, look, one for you, one for me. You're going to get some things, I'm going to get some things, we're going to both lose. But when we go out and announce this deal or pass it into law, don't come back and contradict the way I'm selling it. So anyone can go out and sell it the way they want. And whether it's right or not, that's American politics. Compromise is necessary, and there has not been compromise. Now, when I interviewed the president, he said that Republicans came into the Oval Office and told him to his face that if we got a deal on settling all of this, that it would ensure his reelection. And there were clearly Republicans who didn't want the deal because it would help Obama.
Hmm. Bob Woodward, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. Bob Woodward, author of the new book, The Price of Politics.